85% of the EPCC student body is Hispanic. 70% of the first-time college students at this institution are first-generation college students, so their families didn't go to college. So we have a very poor population who understands that the key to getting to the middle class is through higher education.
I live in Juarez, Mexico, and in order for me to go to college, I need to cross the international bridge between El Paso and Juarez. The waiting time to cross the international bridge is about an hour in a good day. It's kind of tiring, I can't lie. It's kind of hard because, you know, you want to be on time for school and you need to wake up earlier. What motivates me to commute every day to cross from Juarez to El Paso, it's to know that I'm going to have a good future. Because I know that being a student in El Paso Community College and in the U.S., it will open many doors for me.
I think there has been some stigma towards community colleges, but after starting at a community college myself, I think the role of community college has definitely been changing over the years. It's becoming more diversified and dynamic.
So you're right, you're going to have two big flat screen TVs with Xbox consoles and a lot of seating area for students to gather and play games and, you know, have that bonding time.
We are a collective. We are a group that is united. We're not just any community college, and you're not just a student. You're not just another face in the crowd. So EPCC helps you in so many different ways, and it's personally impacted me and in more ways that I can possibly ever imagine, and all of these things that have helped shape me to be who I am today.
Go to your left, you have a shuffleboard, you have a pool table.
That accompanied so many lives with the epidemic touch.
Our debate team, our forensics team, under the leadership of Mr. Keith Townsend, continue to outperform universities throughout the nation. It is cultivating the talent that we have in El Paso and providing them the opportunities to shine nationally.
My experience here at El Paso Community College has been nothing but amazing. I mean, I get to be on an absolutely outstanding forensics team, and I get to come to a community college where I actually get to speak to my professors one-on-one. They could help me with whatever troubles I have.
The best thing I can take from the time I've spent at El Paso Community College with the forensics team, the speech and debate team, would be time management. I wasn't really good at that before, but now I understand what every minute means in your life. Life is very short. And within that time, you have just a short amount of time to do something with your life. And from forensics, speech and debate, you understand that every minute counts. And every time you're not spending trying to get better at something, trying to gain something from the education here, you're just wasting time. And that's what I've learned.
So we said that you have to leave in 15 minutes? Okay, fine.
El Paso Community College in Texas was named one of the 10 finalists for the Aspen Prize in 2015, an award recognizing community college excellence. Located on the Texas-Mexico border, EPCC attracts a large number of Hispanic students, many of whom are the first in their families to go to college, people from economically disadvantaged backgrounds where college isn't typically considered an option. El Paso Community College President Dr. William Serrata says the key excitement and challenge of his job is to be the leader in a community trying to acquire a college-going culture, people raising their expectations.
We're 85% Hispanic institution. 70% of our first-time in college students are first-generation college students. So mom and dad didn't have the opportunity and doesn't have the knowledge. And so we really need to build that college knowledge. And it's so much more than just test scores. It's understanding the system of higher education. It's seeing yourself as a college student. And we begin that process with kindergartners. We adopt elementary schools. We develop that college-going culture so that they understand the expectation is that they will go to college.
And what about other institutions, other alternatives? So why would someone want to go to a community college in El Paso when there's the University of Texas, when there's a hugely successful public education system in the state of Texas?
My competition isn't another institution of higher education. Our competition is procrastination and apathy. We only see 61.5% of our high school graduates go to college, any college. And so we want to increase that number. But the data shows me that over 85% of all students from this region that go to college either go to El Paso Community College or the University of Texas at El Paso. We are working collaboratively. We see it as a victory if the student goes to the university or comes to the college. And the goal becomes if they start at the college, we want them to get their associate's degree and then to move forward to the university to receive a baccalaureate degree. And the data shows that. You know, 64% of all students that transfer to UTEP come from El Paso Community College, and 74% of all baccalaureate degree earners at UTEP have El Paso Community College credit on their transcripts.
74%. Wow, that's beyond collaborative. That's like synergy.
That's exactly right. And what we want to do is we really understand that in order to increase the quality of life of this region, we have to increase the educational attainment level. So this is absolutely a partnership. It is a collaboration that is in its third decade of working very closely together along with our K-12 partners to ensure that seamless pipeline. We have much work to do, but we've made great strides.
Is the K-12 situation in your community a big problem for you, or are they delivering you students that you can actually work with?
We see a stronger and stronger student being delivered to us from K-12 every year. Our school districts have worked diligently to increase not only the high school graduation rate, but increase the college readiness rate. And one of the most proactive approaches that we've worked together, all three rather, the university, the college, and our K-12 partners, is our early college high school programs. We're known nationally for early college high school programs. We have currently 8 early college high schools, and these are freshmen in high school that can begin to take college courses based on readiness. They have to show that they're ready, and it gives them the opportunity to earn an associate's degree before they graduate from high school. What we've noticed is these students not only meet our expectations, they exceed our expectations.
What's the value of your degree? And use all the numbers you want, but then give me a value that has nothing to do with numbers, if you could.
So the national data is very clear. The more you learn, the more you earn, and the less likely you are to be unemployed. And so we see a variety of values on our degrees. And so you'll see the average associate degree earner is going to earn approximately $45,000 a year. But an associate's degree in nursing is going to earn significantly more than that. And so what we continue to see is these students, as they move forward into the workforce, the degree at every level increases earnings. And it also, the non-value, the things you can't put a price tag on to a large extent, the more educated an individual is, the more likely they are to be involved in community service, the more likely they are to vote, the more likely they are to be involved with their children. They're healthier. The data is very clear on this. The less likely they are to utilize social services, the more productive they are, and the more they add to the tax base. There is just so much value of increasing the educational attainment level, and we have a significant ways to go. We have about 833,000 people in our county. 81% are Hispanic. Again, 23% live below the poverty level. On average, we earn 77 cents for every dollar earned in Texas and 75 cents for every dollar earned in the United States. We have to change that. And the only pathway to the middle class is through higher education.
You have, as you said, a lot of students who are first-time college attendees. And I've been to a lot of commencements where there have been a lot of graduates who are first-time graduates, and the sense of pride is just something that brings tears to your eyes. But what is it about the pride of your graduates that speaks specifically to your El Paso community and your El Paso school?
You know, Mr. Hagemeyer, you're spot on. When these students, they're first-generation college students, I was a first-generation college student. When they graduate, the whole family is graduating, and we've now changed a generation. Because as a first-generation college student and the oldest in my family of 4 siblings, once I got through the system, I was able to help my younger siblings. They all went through the system. 2 have master's degree, and everyone has at least a baccalaureate degree. There's no question that my 2 sons will go to college. It's where they'll go to college after they get their associate degrees at El Paso Community College. Our students want to stay in this region. So if we work together with business and industry to create the jobs for them to stay, they will stay. And so the pride of living in this region is immense, and rightfully so. It's an incredible part of the country.
Dr. Serrata, thank you so much.
Mr. Hockenberry, I can't thank you enough. We're incredibly proud of El Paso Community College, and thank you so much.
Dr. William Serrata is president of El Paso Community College in El Paso, Texas. Tune in next week as we explore learning at Stella and Charles Gutman Community College, part of the City University of New York. And until then, there's plenty more at thetakeaway.org/community college.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.